On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Pounding the world like a battering ram.
Okay, everybody out there, it's time for some rapid-fire questions where we try to stump each other with some trivia of bands we know and love. Some are easy, some are extremely hard, but you never know when a brain fart will happen, so that makes it all much harder.
Yeah, I have them all the time.
So, all right, I may have asked you this before, but you probably don't remember, so it's all the same.
Yep. Hold on, I gotta kill a fly. Got him. All right, continue.
Okay, here we go. What was the last song the Beatles recorded where all four of them were in the studio together?
I'm gonna say Hey Jude.
That is incorrect.
Any hints?
It's about that. It's about that time. Same time frame. It's a John Lennon song, and it kind of at the end, it just kind of jams for until it just, the song goes out.
Oh God! It's not Hey Jude. It's probably the other big one from that album, which is
no. No, it's not a huge song. It's not a. It's not.
Oh, it's not big one.
Everybody knows it, but it's not like
one of the Beatles. How about She's So Heavy?
That is correct.
Oh, good one, because that one goes on forever.
Yeah. It actually starts out, I Want You.
Yeah.
And then She's So Heavy.
Okay.
So, that is correct. That was the last time the four Beatles ever recorded together in the same room.
Yeah, I think when they were doing that, they've been, everybody's going to drop acid and listen to this song. Yeah, I could see people getting wasted listening to it. It goes on and on. But it works. It's a cool song.
Yeah, apparently John and Paul had a fight about how it ended. That they built up all this tension and it just ends. John wanted it to just end, and Paul thought it should be more of a melodic thing than ending, but it worked.
Yeah.
So Paul was wrong.
But I'm wondering if John Lennon was saying, I want you. Was he talking to Yoko?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Hey, whatever.
Yeah, then Yoko was always in the studios with him.
She make those...
unbelievable that they thought they had any kind of talent like that.
People go see her live and think she's good.
It's got to be just a fascination with, oh, my God, can you believe this?
No, people are into it. I don't get it.
Train, like a car accident.
Ugh. I'd rather listen to a car accident than listen to her sing.
Exactly.
Oh. Okay, you ready, sir?
I think so.
Okay. Which of these bands is not from Canada? Okay. Chilliwack, Helix, April Wine, or Talas? Which one is not from Canada?
It's got to be Talas because I think they're from Buffalo.
You are 100% correct.
Yes. Yeah, I heard that they did a one-off show in Buffalo not too long ago.
Yeah, they do that from time to time.
I'd like to see that.
Billy Sheehan's got a new project, I think, with Mike Portnoy and a couple other guys. I forgot the name of it. Sons of Something.
Why don't you just stay with Winery Dogs?
But because Richie is doing a solo album, but the guy who's singing lead vocals in this thing with Portnoy and Sheehan, lead singer is Jeff Scott Soto.
Oh, damn. That'll be good.
Yeah, it's a five-piece. So, Sons of Something. It's coming out soon, and they're going to tour on it. So, and it's,
yeah, I'll need to see that.
And I think everybody's top-notch. I forget who the guitar player is, but some people you all know.
Right.
And the keyboard player is the guy who's also in Black Country Communion, and he was in Dream Theater as well. Derek Sherinian.
Sherinian or something?
Yep.
Yeah. The guy's amazing.
go check that out. It's out there. If you Google it, I'm sure you'll find it.
I definitely want to hear that. All right, question number two for you. What do these artists have in common? Jimi Hendrix, Kurt Cobain, Jim Morrison, Janis Joplin, and Amy Winehouse.
Oh, is this the they all died at the same age?
That is correct, but what is the age?
I believe it is 27.
That is correct.
Yeah, I was born on the 27th.
Kind of a big deal. Yeah, because so many people died when they were 27.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, how about if you've ever sang lead vocals for Stone Temple Pilots, you die.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God.
Man.
If you ever sang grunge music, you die.
Exactly.
Gosh. Oh. All right, here you go. Question number two. What members or former members of Journey are two-time inductees in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Let's see. I'm going to say Greg Raleigh and Neil Sean.
You are 100% correct and two for two.
Nice. I'm on a roll.
Yeah, you are.
You're two for two now, too, so
am all good. No, I missed the Beatles question. Remember, I said it was a different song.
That's true, but yeah. You got it in the end.
Yeah. Hey.
Like in the end.
No, I didn't.
That was a nasty rumor.
Ouch.
Okay, question number three for you. What year was the famous Texas Jam held with Aerosmith, Van Halen, Heart, Ted Nugent, all those bands? What was the year?
I'm going to guess 1977.
That is incorrect.
Ooh, am I close?
Yes.
78?
That is correct.
Okay.
You get a bonus point if you tell me the date. It's kind of a famous date.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. May 5th. Cinco de Mayo?
That's no? Only in your household.
Oh, that's right.
That was July 4th.
Oh, July 4th. Duh.
July 4th, 1978.
Texas, you know it's weird about Cinco de Mayo? It's not really celebrated in Mexico. It's not a big deal in Mexico at all.
Really?
Yeah. It's something out here for the beer companies to sell their crap.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure Corona and Dos Equis, they're all about it.
Yeah. But in Mexico, they give two shizas about it.
Nice.
Okay. I got a weird question for you.
Okay. Oh,
boy. Question number three. If you get this, it will be a freaking miracle. Let's see if anybody else can get this, because I didn't know this one either.
Okay.
What is the demonic-looking mascot of Dio who appears on several Dio album covers, including Holy Diver, The Last in Line, and Dream Evil? Can you picture those album covers? And there's a mascot.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
What is his name?
Oh, Beelzebub.
Murray. I think Ronnie had a sense of humor, huh?
I think so.
Murray the demon, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, if anybody out there got that, it's a miracle. Either that or somebody is messing with us on Wikipedia or wherever.
Right.
Yeah, I saw that in a couple different places just because I didn't believe it the first time I read it, but yeah. Murray. All right, yeah, we did pretty good this week.
Yeah,
two for three. All right, hopefully you guys out there did just as well. And I guess we'll see you next time when we do a little bit of rapid fire. So bye now.
Bye-bye.
The Hard Rockin' Trivia Show is sponsored by Hard Rock Arena Radio, which features the best of the 70s and 80s hard rock and beyond 24 hours a day and can be heard on iTunes, Orange Radio, Streama, Radio.net, Shoutcast, and Radionomy.com.
All right, everybody on podcast land, we're going to do a next segment called Intellectual Poetry, where we read some awesome, and I say that sarcastically, some awesome lyrics from songs. And I'm going to try to get Mark to tell me the artist and the name of the song for these particular lyrics. Mark, are you ready?
I think I am. I stink at this, but I'm going to give it a try.
Yeah, this is harder than you think. Unless you get to the chorus, usually the verses are pretty tough. Where were you in 79 when the dam began to burst? Did you check us out down at the local show? Were you wearing your denim, wearing leather? Did you run down to the front? Did you queue for your ticket through the ice and snow? Any idea?
I'm going to guess Saxon.
That is correct.
But I don't know the song.
Okay. I'll go to the second verse.
All right.
I'll do the chorus because you'll get it right away.
Okay.
Did you read the music paper from the back and to the front? Did you find out where to see your favorite band? Did you listen to the radio every Friday night? Did you hang around your local record store?
Oh, is it denim and leather?
That is correct. I thought you'd get that for the first.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. The 79 thing is the one that really I got when you said 79. I listened to Saxon like 2 weeks ago, so I think that's where it came from.
Yeah, the lyrics don't really make any sense, you know. Basically, hey, were you around?
Yeah, good stuff. Albums 2, 3, and 4 from Saxon are great.
The lyrics for Saxon aren't the best, you know, but the songs are great, I think.
What are you talking about? Biff is a genius.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so let's play a little clip from Denim and Leather by Saxon.
On the Hard Rock and Trivia Show.
That was Saxon with Denim and Leather, a little clip from that. If you like it, go out and buy it, okay? Because Saxon needs the money.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
And they're good dudes. All right, it's my turn for a little intellectual poetry. I know you've heard this song. I know you know this band. So let's see if you can get the song and the band based just on the lyrics. You ready?
Yep, bring it on.
I never said I was more than I am. Do what I want. And I don't give a damn. You're all so weak, you know it makes me ill. Don't like you now, and probably never will. You cheat and lie and wonder why you can't sleep at night. Any clue?
Oof. Is that the Scorpions?
That'd be incorrect. All right, your first... hint is this came out in 1981.
Ooh, okay.
I'm going to skip the chorus and go to the next verse. I am a sinner who just loves to sin. I am a fighter who just loves to win. I am the truth about this crummy hole. There's nothing here that can be bought or sold. You're cold and mean and in between. What do you think?
Oh, man.
Because if I sang it, you'd get it right away.
Yeah.
The cadence. You got to guess.
Is it AC/DC?
Incorrect. Your next clue is it's an American band.
All right.
We'll drink to sorrow, then we'll drink to waste. We'll drink a toast to the inhuman race. Here's to the world and the times we're in. Here's to the kid, a real man among men. Any clue?
Is it Extreme?
Extreme, incorrect. Now I'm going to give you the chorus. And you're going to go, damn! I don't know if you've heard this album in a long time, but you certainly know the band. Here you go. You're not well, Mr. Blackwell, and we can tell. You're not well, Mr. Blackwell, why don't you go to hell? You don't know it?
No. Damn it.
Mr. Blackwell.
Mr. Blackwell.
81. American band. Four-piece. Real popular, but not in 81, but before that, they were extremely popular. Still around today. All four members wrote books in the 2000s. They wear makeup.
I'm going to say Kiss.
Correct. You got it. Off of Music from the Elder, Mr. Blackwell.
Man.
Great bass line in that song.
Nobody listened to that song or that album.
It's got some good songs on it.
Maybe.
No, I bet you we went back to one. You went, damn, this is good.
I bet I wouldn't.
Oh, really? Okay, well, let's play a little clip from Mr. Blackwell.
Okay. On the Hard Rockin' Trivia Show.
You cheated life and wonder why you can't sleep at night. You're not well, oh, Mr. Blackwell.
That's a good song, man.
If you enjoy the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, you can go to Spreaker.com and sign up for free to follow the show. All past episodes can also be streamed or downloaded at Spreaker.com.
Now it's time to cover this.
All right, everybody, it's time for a segment we call Cover This, where we play a cover song by a band that may or may not be too difficult to figure out. We have to tell the name of the artist, the original artist, the artist covering, and the name of the song. So, Mark, why don't you go ahead and play the song?
I don't have to do the band's shoe size, do I?
No.
Okay, let's play this, and hopefully I will get it. We'll see. Play along at home.
Stars without suns, move on out. The future's in the skies above. Hammer's gonna fall, and a new star is born. Space and time making love. All the time we had, living on the ground. Doing the stage at number five, see you next time.
Okay, Danny.
Think you know it?
Maybe.
Okay. All right.
Original artist, would it be Montrose?
That is correct.
Song, Space Station number 5?
That is correct, too.
All right, and the easy part. The band performing the cover, that sounds like Bruce Dickinson to me, so I'm going to say that's Iron Maiden.
That is correct. 3 for 3.
Yes. Okay, when the heck did that come out?
That was on their B-Sides album back in the late 80s.
Okay, so that's probably that song was probably like a B-side of some single that came out in England and went straight to number one.
Exactly.
I mean, the song's pretty good, and Iron Maiden Do It is pretty good, too, so can't go wrong there.
Exactly. Yeah, so they had a collection of B-Sides that was on, and there's a bunch of covers on there, but that was one of my favorites.
Well, if that thing is still out there, I'm definitely going to have to go on Amazon and check that one out.
Yeah, it's a very cool record with a lot of hard-to-find Iron Maiden stuff on it.
And a great Christmas gift this year, right?
That's right. Christmas is coming, only 6 months.
All right. Well, hey, can never be too early. All right, so, sir, that was a pretty good one. So now I got one for you.
All right, let me play it here.
All right, Danny, any clue?
Well, I know the name of the song is not Faking It.
That is correct.
The covering artist is Michael Monroe.
Yep. Two for two. Now the hard part.
Oh, yeah. I have no idea who that song was originally done by.
All right, take a wild guess.
Slade.
Not a bad guess, though. Okay, this original song came out in 1973, and it was a Scottish band.
Scottish band. Oh, man. Oh, Bay City Rollers.
No. Terrible guess. All right. This band had two huge songs in the U.S. in the 70s. The lead singer of this band, Axl Rose, sounds quite a bit like him. A lot of people think Axl nixed his vocals from this particular singer. Scottish band.
Wow.
Very cool album covers.
Scottish band with cool album covers.
With the name of the band has a religious. It's a place in the Bible that Jesus hung around in, I believe. Though I'm not a big scholar.
Jerusalem Slim.
Oh, nice try. Okay.
I give up. I don't know who that is.
Okay, so you're going to turn in your Christian card here. The name of the band was Nazareth.
Oh, jeez, Nazareth.
Yeah, Jesus of Nazareth. All right, yeah, I was never a big Nazareth person. Yeah, the big two songs they had were Love Hurts and Hair of the Dog.
Yeah. Guns N' Roses did that, Hair of the Dog. They had a good version of it.
Yeah, and I honestly didn't know Not Faking It was a Nazareth song up until about 2 weeks ago. I had no idea.
I thought that was a Michael Monroe song.
Yeah, I didn't know because I just didn't. I'm not that familiar with Nazareth. So if you love Nazareth, but we like Michael Monroe, so go check that stuff out. Go buy it.
Just in case for anybody that doesn't know, he was the lead singer for Hanoi Rocks.
Yeah, so. And he just got a best of that just came out. So, yeah, good stuff.
Nice.
All right, click.